T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency to complete the funding that he got partially from the deal to settle the partial government shutdown, but 16 states so far are pushing back. And joining us from our nation's capital, Hunter Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, AP correspondent Sagar Magani. Sagar, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So the 16 states, Pennsylvania, by the way, is not one of the 16 yet, have filed suit against the president and for declaring the national emergency, and they're using his own words to go after him, Sagar.
Yeah, that was, you know, in a very odd, frankly, Rose Garden appearance on Friday. This had to be the one that made the White House counsel's office cringe when the president said he didn't have to do it, that he could get the wall built over a longer period of time, but he wants to move it faster. So he's declaring the emergency, which, you know, of course, led critics immediately to say, well, if you can slow it down, where's the emergency? By definition, you seem to have contradicted that. So you have California essentially leading the way here, as you mentioned, 16 states, we should say all of them with the Democratic attorneys general, are going to challenge this, saying that there is no emergency, that the president has made this up, that he is violating the Constitution by trying to take power that is reserved for Congress, which is the ability to appropriate this money and determine where it goes. So, you know, in that appearance on Friday, you heard the president kind of in this mocking, sing-songy tone predict all these legal challenges. He figures it's going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and that's what we've thought all along since the day that he mentioned that he might declare this emergency, that it's not going to, whatever action he takes, will not take effect immediately because it's going to be tied up. And that's what's happened in the days since. So essentially it becomes a waiting game now to see exactly what happens.
And I have heard from legal experts analyzing this. The problem is the language is nebulous enough or loose enough where it may be difficult for the Supreme Court to rule against the president, but it will definitely drag things out
into next year.
Yeah, it will be tied up. And the other part of this is that this money that he wants is from a military construction fund. So now it becomes up to the Pentagon to figure out how much money is needed, where the money can come from. And all this happened while Pat Shanahan, who was the acting Pentagon chief after Jim Mattis was fired, was overseas. So on his way home from Europe on Saturday, he had told reporters they've been kind of analyzing this. They've been looking at the border security requirements, but he has not decided yet how much money he will redirect from the so-called MILCON funds to actually use for this. And the Pentagon, not famed for moving very quickly, the analyses don't, you know, actually come out very quickly. So that could take a while as well. So it'll be interesting to see what Pat Shanahan, who, again, is President Trump's acting Pentagon chief, kind of at his discretion, comes up with this over the coming days and weeks.
And the point that a lot of these states are making is this money that is going to be reappropriated for the wall was committed to projects in their states and things that were going to happen in their states and commitments that have been made by the federal government.
Right. That is absolutely one argument to make, that there is a reason that there is this money in these funds. We wanted to build, you know, this extension of the base. We wanted to build this facility here. And now all of a sudden, if you're telling us, well, no, we can't have that in our districts, we're going to use it for something else, well, that becomes a, you know, pretty much a no-brainer challenge by, you know, lawmakers or whomever else, the attorneys generals in these states, to say, well, no, that's not the way this is going to work. You can't just do that. The president claims he can. Like, we've had so many other disputes here over the last couple of years. So, yeah, don't look for any resolution to this anytime soon.
We're with AP correspondent Sagar Magani. In other news, Bernie Sanders, not a big surprise, has officially announced that he is going to run as an independent for president. And the suitors are starting to line up, those who will oppose the president in just under 2 years. Your reaction to Bernie Sanders throwing his hat in?
Yeah, he's been laying the groundwork for this for quite a while, and it's maybe a little bit surprising that the announcement took this long, given that so many of his Senate Democratic colleagues have already tossed their hats, and you've got Kamala Harris, you've got Elizabeth Warren, you've got Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker, right on down the line. So, you know, nobody expected him to mount the type of challenge he did to Hillary Clinton in 2016, and, you know, this... The campaign that he ran, that leftward-leaning progressive campaign, really has shifted the state of play in Democratic politics since then. The problem for him in this campaign is now going to be that others have embraced that, most notably Elizabeth Warren. So how does he challenge that? He's no longer that new voice with new ideas and a new direction. He's already up against people who have been out on the campaign trail, you know, in some cases for a few weeks or a month, who are saying the same thing. Another thing could be, is he so identified with this Democratic collapse, this failure in 2016, that do people not want to hear from him? Do they want this other generation, maybe the younger generation with Booker and Harris and others? But again, like so many things in 2016, Sanders pulled off a lot of things that we didn't think could happen. I mean, the man won dozens of primaries
and caucuses.
A little bit more of a challenge this time with such a big field.
And just so you know, what it's going to be like as you head to the White House this morning, the president just tweeted, had the opposition party, no, not the media, won the election, the stock market would be down at least 10,000 points by now. We are heading up, up, up. So sounds like he's in a good mood when you get over there to the White House this morning. Sagar, we appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.